This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And again, those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free. You can go there and you can create the content that you see there on the front page. That's how we know what you find interesting. You submit stories, news stories, YouTube videos, blog posts, whatever. Submit it there to the front page. It's a Reddit-based system, so other people can then vote whether they like or dislike what you have submitted. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about here tonight. Chris Cantwell will be discussing online harassment. Also, virtual reality is coming, and apparently it may be in more ways than one, with porn coming to virtual reality.
Oh, yes.
But you know that's where it's going to come first, right? Like, you know, whatever it is that's going to be called virtual reality first is going to arrive in porn.
So there's that all on deck here tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. But, Mark, you were out last night. You were doing a fireman's meeting thing, as you do once or twice a month or something like that.
About once every 2 months, and I can see it really it imprints on you because you think it happens so much more often.
Well, anyway.
Four times as often as it does.
So that's where you were last night, because that's one of the things that you do to kind of help the community, et cetera. And there was some sort of a quandary that you'd come across, some question that you wanted to ask.
Yeah, it's
the panel.
So I'm on the committee to look at a new fire station for my town. And this is, you know, who knows whether this is ever going to happen, or it's going to have to happen at some point. This fire station is old. It's from like the 50s. And it has no features of a modern fire station. Essentially, it's a garage in which you can park some trucks, and then a sort of old office area.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, everything's awful, and everything that you imagine a fire station having, this one doesn't have it. The bathroom looks like that of a really bad gas station. It's just not a pleasant place, particularly.
I follow you.
Gotcha. So, they, you know, obviously the firemen have been wanting a new station for some time, and this fire department, the Firemen's Association, now that's the not-for-profit group that supports the firemen, right? That's not the fire department.
Okay.
That association has bought all kinds of equipment, has refitted trucks, has done all kinds of things that have nothing to do with what firemen associations generally do. They have donated most of their money back to the fire department, which is to say the town and the taxpayers, right?
All right.
And the firemen, you know, so we want a station. And there's really good reasons to get one. The trucks have to be built special for this building. They have to be lower to the ground. And because the light bars...
When you say this building, you mean the one that exists currently?
The currently existing building.
I see. Okay.
They have to be built lower to the ground because they have, you know, small entrances.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be built shorter. Pretty soon, it's going to be impossible to buy more expensive, smaller trucks. But as of today, one can still do it.
All right.
Also, when you take the trucks out and they go on salty roads and they come back into this building, which has very poor ventilation and sits low and is damp, they begin to rust because there's no way to wash the trucks off. You can't, inside the building. It's just not made for that. Many departments, you know, their buildings are made to wash the trucks on the inside. You can't do that here. Just not possible.
Yep.
So, also, when other departments' trucks come to cover our station, which means there's a fire, so somebody has to come cover the fire station in case there's another fire. That's kind of the protocol. They can't park inside, and so they have to sit outside and run their engine, and that's cold, and, you know, puts diesel fumes in the air and does all the things that that does.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, the location of the building makes it so you can't pull the trucks out to sort of work on the stuff inside. It's just a generally bad building.
Got it.
It's got to go. And what's going to happen when we ask for a new station, I'm certain, is they're going to be told, no. Nope, you can't have a new station. Nope, it's not practical. Nope, it's going to be another decade in this old, moldy, disgusting building that I, the complete, full-on libertarian, think needs to go. Right. I mean, it just has to go. Now,
we'd love to help you out, but we're saving up for a Bearcat.
They're going to have to. They don't. My town has no police department. It's full-on cheap, okay?
Well, now, this isn't uncommon for New Hampshire, right, where there's this sort of miserly thing with people
cranky
around
Yankees.
Here. And to some extent, that's a good thing, right, because it helps keep the growth in
it's
government.
It's the reason I moved to the town.
Right. It keeps the growth of government in check. But what you're saying is, Mark, that as a liberty-minded person, you think this needs to happen.
Yep. I think as a person who works there, like, there's nobody you would walk through this building with me, and you'd be like, at the end of this tour, you'd be like, yep, you guys need a new fire department.
Okay.
That there's nobody who's been through the building.
Most people aren't going to go on the tour before they vote on it.
Nope, they're not.
And ultimately,
they're just going to vote their pocketbook.
Even if they did vote for it, they would still be voting to steal money from people in order to support this, which you wouldn't possibly support that, right?
Well, I don't support that, but I support a world where there's competition in fire departments, mm-hmm. and I don't think we're even close to that.
No, so and I don't see why there would be much competition in a small town anyway, because you know you can only service so many people, right?
Right.
As far as how much money can you make to pay the employees and pay for the upkeep on stuff?
We don't know what the equilibrium is for a department. And consider for a second if we moved immediately tomorrow to Libertyville, mm-hmm. where we actually had freedom in these things, then that would be an entirely different process than what we have today, where you're going to see an evolution step by step from municipalities controlling fire service to whatever we see in the future. Currently, municipalities all over the state have their equipment, and they share a little bit, but everybody's got their own trucks. Now, I'm pretty certain that there are too many trucks for the areas that they cover, but because these departments are run by municipalities as opposed to being run by some company that's going to decide, you know, how many things to put this, that, and there and the other place. I think with a private company, you'd have faster response times and you'd have less waste as far as equipment goes. Currently, what you have is a situation where firefighters from around the town drive past the fire to get to the station, pick up the equipment, mm-hmm. to drive to the fire. And it's remarkably inefficient at 20 minutes per call or something like that.
Do you have an idea in your head as to what the population of the area is
yep.
that this fire department services?
Yeah, I've got a number. It's going to be about 1,500.
1,500. Okay.
So is your question...
My question is, like, there's no doubt that a new station needs to be created, right? Like, we're not going to... In lieu of a new station, what we don't get is the decision to say, you know what we should have here in Southwest New Hampshire? We should have a company that handles fire service instead of all these towns. Because mm-hmm. just because my town needs a new fire station doesn't mean that every other town is going to just disband their fire department.
Yeah.
So the very fact that every other town isn't going to disband theirs leaves us in this position. So there's no doubt a station is needed.
I don't know that the other towns not disbanding their fire departments prevents you from disbanding yours, right? I mean, if there's a demand for fire protection, then why wouldn't somebody just fill it?
It's so not going to happen. Consider for a second that, I could propose this. Hey, guys, at the fire station, you know what we should do? Instead of fighting fires and being a fire department, we should... not be in the fire department and stuff. Like, there's no momentum for what I'm talking about.
Now, I know this is a volunteer fire department,
yes.
So therefore you're not paying staff. That would obviously be
a very small stipend.
A large portion of any given government bureaucracy is the employee payroll,
yep.
right? So do you know offhand what the budget is for this fire department?
I don't.
Per year? So I'd just be curious to know, like, you know, if you did the...
It's probably five figures, maybe like $10,000 a year. Just
that's
equipment.
It?
I'm telling you, it isn't much. We got to pay the power bills. You got to pay a few bills. You got to get things fixed. And you got to buy some new equipment and stuff. Generally, the big stuff we go and ask for, or the fire department's association mm-hmm. pays for it, which I cannot begin to stress how important that is in this situation. The fact that a not-for-profit group in town is buying a great deal of fire equipment, up to and including a brush truck, a full-on truck, because we knew we couldn't get it from the town. And our last brush truck was from 1947. It had the CCD still, or whatever it was, still on the side from Franklin Delano Roosevelt stuff.
So how do you handle this situation without the use of government force? Is that kind of the question?
I want a volunteer solution. I don't think there is one.
855-453. We will come back at that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. They have the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media, and all that antiwar.com has is you. The antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They are committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do this for free, and they can't do this without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com, donate, and or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin, by the way. That's antiwar.com/donate, antiwar.com, because war is the health of the state. Mark he's a fireman, volunteer fireman in his town, relatively small town.
I'm dashing in my helmet, I've got to say.
And you were at the firemen's meeting last night, and there's, I guess, an issue that's sort of been brewing for decades now, and that is...
not recent.
That the fire department there claims that they need to have a new building. And this isn't uncommon for governments. I mean, they're always asking for new buildings.
Absolutely.
The fire department here in Keene just got a new building earlier this year, and I don't remember what they spent on it, but I think it was at least $10 million, if not more.
Here in New Hampshire, we live in 150-year-old houses, and the government bureaucrats can't handle a 20-year-old building. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're constantly going for a new building. There's the middle school around here, and this is every community everywhere, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good money for their friends in the construction business, right? Big contracts, big dollars.
I think they just don't want to work and live and be in a crappy building. I've got to say, it's a horrifying experience. I mean, I could go down there and do whatever work I want to do and be at the station and be able to drive a truck away if that's what I wanted to do. Any time a call came in, but I don't want to be there. There's no good chair to sit on. It's all a bunch of folding tables in a room that's full of mold and the floor's coming up. I mean, it's just a mess.
Okay, so your question for us, and also for you in the listening audience, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but your question had to do with, you don't think there is a voluntary or consensual solution to this problem of, we don't know how much money this new building, whatever it would be, would cost, but let's just say it would be $1 million or cut $2 million or whatever. I mean, I don't remember the amount in Keene. Keene is where we do this show from. It's kind of the bigger city in the southwest of New Hampshire. Not that big. You know, there's only one fire department area in Keene. Are there two?
There's two stations in Keene.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you for
Station
the
one. And Station 2.
So there are two of them in Keene. There are, you know, are obviously professional firefighters here who take a paycheck. So
and a big one.
The situation is totally different here than it would be where you live, Mark. And so the question is, you know, how do you solve this? You've got a volunteer fire department as is. The budget is very small to sort of maintain the existing facility. And
if you can call it that.
Yeah, and in order to build a new one, you're talking about a significant level of fundraising. And, of course, I think that would be the standard voluntarist answer would be, well, you know, if the market wants it, then somebody's going to provide it. Somebody's going to go out there, and they're going to put the capital together. They're going to get either donations or they're going to get investors or something like that.
You do see how that's a completely impractical, imaginary, because I suppose it's practical. You could do it, but it just simply won't happen, right? Like, there's no political momentum for let's disband the station and see what happens.
Well, I mean, if there's no political momentum for something to happen, I mean, I understand that, look, we live in a place where people think the government is going to solve their problems, but the voluntary solution to the problem is exactly that. You abolish the fire department. If there's value in providing fire protection to these people, then someone in the market presumably will pick it up and do it.
Are you claiming that there's no value for police services in the town that I live in?
I believe that there's value for police services.
Then why don't they have a police department?
Depending on how we define police services.
Sure, but I mean, you know, at this point, why doesn't somebody pick up the ball and create some kind of private policing service?
There's not much of a value for it, obviously.
Because the reason for it is you have the state police, and because you can't, it's illegal for you to form a police department and run around kidnapping people.
The county guys also will cover the calls as well.
That's true, but there's also a mutual aid. So consider that every town that surrounds my town is obligated, because we belong to mutual aid, to send police to our town with no reciprocity. And that is wrong. It's stealing.
Well, everything the government does is
stealing. Right. Well, it's stealing from each other at this point.
Right. I mean, the government is certainly muddling? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Meddling.
I'm not sure of the context.
Messing things up by saying, okay, well, we're not going to have a police department. We'll just take police services from you, right? I mean, yeah. I would imagine that there would be some kind of stipend that would go towards these other towns who are providing you with mutual aid, and if it's not mutual, but of course, government has never been very good at managing finance.
Couldn't the mutual aid agreement be dissolved? I mean, if the other towns were sick and tired of the folks from this one town,
they just don't send anybody.
But I don't think they were obligated to.
They're not.
I don't know that the police services thing is a valid comparison here, because I'm not aware of any law that prevents anybody from providing fire protection services.
That's true.
If you were to go out and try to provide private security services in your town, they would not have the same powers as the police department to do what was necessary to do to provide those services, that they can actually be prosecuted and arrested and imprisoned. So
if you arrest somebody else, that's kidnapping.
Exactly. So the thing is, the fire department, I don't believe that the same obstacle exists. I think that you can provide fire protection services. If you have a fire truck and you want to go spray hoses on a fire, I think that you're welcome to do that.
There was actually an interesting story we read, and it's been years now, but it was one of the times when California was on fire, basically. And it was a fascinating story about private fire companies, that they exist out there.
You know, they exist all over.
There are enough, they're very wealthy kind of targeted companies, meaning that they're targeting multi-million-dollar homes and gated neighborhoods and things like that, which, of course, is usually where new services and products come to, is they are expensive in the beginning and, you know, they're marketed to wealthy people. Plus, you've also got the government that's offsetting any other demand that might normally exist for their services to drive their costs down. And they were talking about how they would come out and actually pre-treat property, which was interesting because, you know, you've got these wildfires going. These guys would come out with a foam truck, and they would literally lay foam around a perimeter around this person's property to, if the fire actually came that direction, to where it would not cut through the foam. And so that's how they were sort of pre-protecting their customers' homes. Fascinating stuff.
Right, because it's just cheaper and more efficient than going out and trying to put out the fires at 100 different homes that are going on fire at the same time. And so that's where, you know, market incentives come in and really start to solve problems. The other thing is, if we're trying to find a practical solution to the problem, and we're saying that abolishing the fire department just plain isn't going to happen, then maybe your fire department should start charging for services. Maybe the fire department should say, hey, if you want fire protection, we're going to send you a bill, because we can't afford to do this stuff, and if you don't want fire protection services, that's fine, don't pay us, but don't call us when your house burns down.
Yeah, okay, so I have proposed the idea of a per-call charge, mm-hmm. and especially for people who are from out of town, because townies are already paying for the services, And a collections company can handle this, right? Like, you turn in the calls, you get the information down from who's ever there. Municipalities are doing this all over the country. They're charging people for showing up. Insurance companies generally pay, and sometimes people will pay, too. And if they don't, you know, who cares? It's the cost of sending out a letter. That was, you know, this is not taken by the, you know, the fire chief has enough to do. He's not interested in taking on new things. Mm-hmm. He likes, you know, doing
he
the
needs
fire
competition.
Thing.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-453.
He's not taking money. They're giving money to the town.
855-450-3733.
They're even more than a free of fair market stuff.
More coming up here. Your thoughts. Welcome. Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The question on the table at the moment has to do with, how can the situation that Mark's involved with as a volunteer fireman in a small town in New Hampshire, how can the town solve, or the fire department solve, the issue where they need a new building? They've got this rickety old building from decades ago, from like...
That's not the question. My question isn't what can the department do, because the department can't do anything.
Oh, sure they could.
No, they can't. There's people who can do things. And my question is, me, what do I do? Because I'm on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually making these decisions, helping to make these decisions.
But of the fire department or of the Firemen's Association?
The Firemen's Association that's looking at making a presentation for the department. It gets very confusing.
So we can get into it here in a moment. The question was, is there a way to help fund this new building without having to, you know, tax people, which probably wouldn't pass anyway, because this is New Hampshire and the Granite Staters are not so happy about new taxes and increased taxes and things like that. So odds are good that proposal would go nowhere. So how do you deal with this as a voluntarist, as somebody who believes that human interaction should be consensual? You are certainly welcome to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Also, if you are thinking about starting a business, you need to look into incorporation just because it helps you protect your assets. And it's pretty easy to do when you go with LegalZoom.com. They've got all kind of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. You can use code FTL and save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. As we go to Glenn, he's in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, gentlemen. Could you tell me your names again? I'm not a regular listener, so...
You've got Ian, Chris Cantwell, and Mark in the studio.
Okay. And who's the volunteer firefighter?
I am Mark.
That's Mark.
Hi, Mark. Hi, John. All right, yeah, I'm just sitting here in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I live in the densely populated northern suburbs of Philadelphia, so much more, you know, densely populated area. And I'm just, in my mind, contrasting your situation with mine. I live in an area, I grew up in an adjacent county where we never had, as I was growing up, we didn't have a local income tax. And now that I live in this area, since I've lived in this area, it's the first time in my life that I've in recent years had to actually file a local income tax, you know, return for the local township.
Wow, and that's terrible.
No. Hang on. I understand. Oh, hang on. No, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And my initial reaction was resentment. But then, and every year we file this, and every year I end up sending these folks about maybe $600 or $700, okay? Now, when you look at the efficiencies of local versus state taxes versus federal income tax, okay, I do not at all resent paying that money. And because this township, they take care of, we have, you know, paid fire services, ambulance services. When they come through, they clean the sewers every year. We have amazing athletic fields. We have a water authority, police services. We have a park with a dog park and ponds with fountains in them. And it's like, you know, they build a new building. So
you feel like you're getting a hell of a deal. You're really right. Happy with the...
There's no doubt that there's...
I'm getting services. My sewers get cleaned. Well, the fire trucks come.
When was the last time you called the fire department? When was the last time you called the police department? When was the last time you went to one of these athletic
right.
fields? I mean, it looked great.
Yes, but that's what insurance is. It's the same. That's what pooling of risk is all about. Like the insurance industry.
That's true. But you've got to consider, that's what pooling risk is about, but you've got to consider the perverse incentives that go in with a municipality. You don't know what kind of fire services you need. You know what kind of fire services you get.
Listen, for the kind of money, okay, compared to the amount of money that these guys extract from my hide every year is practically nothing. And I don't resent my state taxes because I feel like I get... from my Commonwealth, you know, I live in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I live right near the Turnpike exit, which is probably one of the best managed roadways in all of human history.
So what is it that you're paying the state? So you're paying the local town about $600 or $700 a year. What are you paying the state?
The state's just over, it's like 2.2% these days or something like that. When I look at my federal taxes, that's what I resent because my federal taxes are taking a quarter of my pay.
Federal taxes are really the problem. And let me point this out, what's going on with income tax. Consider for a second that I think this was in 2009, because that's the most recent year I was able to look when I looked this up. There were 307 million people in the United States. There were 144 million tax returns filed. That's less than half. Now, some of them were joint tax returns. There's no doubt about it. Of those half of the people that filed returns, those 144 million returns, half of them paid nothing in federal income tax. And you're happy that you have a local income tax? This is the most inefficient way.
I'm aware. Look, I'm aware this is all problematic. The point is, and you know, I can see that services are being rendered for comparatively minuscule amounts of money relative to the horrific ways of the federal government.
Okay, so basically, what you seem to be saying here is that the theft from your local government is not nearly as obscene as the theft from your federal government, and I can certainly appreciate that. But if you're saying that you're getting a good deal, I just don't see why you wouldn't be able to have a situation. Can the guy with the microphone talk for a second, please?
So it would stand
to reason that if, you know, these folks are capable of providing a good service at a good price, it would stand to reason that they could do this without threatening to throw people in prison for it. What do you say to that?
Well, okay. I'm not totally of the mind that all taxation is theft, okay? Early in the history of this country, there was an acknowledgement that some taxation was necessary to operate some legitimate government operation. So, at private.
Well, wait a minute. You don't get to just say that it's necessary theft and not, you know, then not call it theft.
No, I didn't say it was necessary theft. I said it was theft.
No, I know. You didn't use the word theft. You said that it's not all theft. Some of it's necessary. You don't just get to label what is theft as necessary and then get out of the moral responsibility for the actions you're taking.
Yeah, if I'm hungry and I go steal a sandwich from a store, it might be necessary for me to eat to do it, but it's still stealing.
Can we table that for just a second, okay, without getting into that particular philosophical argument? I wanted to get to the finances of your fire company for a second. I believe, so you said about 1,500, did you mean 1,500 people or 1,500 households?
About 1,500 people.
So probably what, like
600 households?
So if we average 700 households, okay. That changes the matter. So we're talking, okay, so basically if you're talking 700 households, let's say to get you into a decent structure, I can't see this being much less than a $2 to $3 million range.
Yeah, we could probably do it for $700,000.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Okay. I know it can be done.
Then you've got it. Well, okay,
it's $1,200 per household.
I'm not sure. I'm looking at. I don't know what real estate costs up there and construction and stuff.
We'll get it free. We'll get the real estate free.
All right. Well, you get the real estate. You get your infrastructure. Your utilities and stuff. The brick and mortar and everything like that. But if you can do it for under a million, I'm just purely amazed because a half decent house around here costs $250,000.
We don't have unions.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Okay. So, but here's my. Well, I also have a problem in my particular area. I don't. And more densely populated areas. I personally don't like the idea of volunteer fire companies. Not because volunteer people don't do great work, but because it's exploitative of the volunteers.
Exploitative.
Everybody should, yes, because you've got a bunch of lazy, narcissistic people laying around doing absolutely nothing for community, while a few people have their sons and husbands and are, you know, out putting their butts on the line, you know, fighting flames.
Stand by, Glenn. People. I want to bring you back here in a moment because Glenn loves the idea of local taxes. He thinks that they're groovy. He doesn't think it's theft because it's necessary. And there's a lot, I think, to talk about here. We'll get back to it.
I agree with Glenn except for the justifications. Like, I everything that he says is sort of true. I just don't justify it. Do I think that it's stealing? Yes. I think it might actually be necessary stealing.
Oh, my. So you're about to lose your libertarian credentials here.
Oh,
just
God,
a moment.
Here I go.
More coming up. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Full Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Full Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just before we went away to break there, Mark made a very disturbing statement. I don't know if Chris Cantwell, you were as disturbed by it as I. He's revealing his true statist colors, revealing he's truly red on the inside.
I think we're all red on the inside, my friend.
But you know,
different
what I mean.
Shades.
Red like commie. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts here, specifically talking to Glenn in Philly, who says that he thinks that he's really happy with local taxes. I mean, he's got parks and, you know, there's fire protection and police, and he can actually see the things that that his taxes are going towards. Sure, they may not be the most efficient method of spending money on doing those things, but nonetheless, at least it's there. At least he can reach out and touch it. He can interact with these people more so than the federal government. And, you know, I understand where he's coming from there, too. And
yeah, I was going to say, like, I think that we can all concede his point that this is far less intrusive and bad than the federal government, right? Because, you know, his little municipality is not going to go and invade a foreign country or do, you know, half the things that the federal government does.
Right. And they don't take a quarter of my paycheck to do it. you know.
And with the federal government,
the amount.
With the federal government, you get nothing you can see.
Well, the problem is there's bombs going off around the world.
Okay, you can watch them on television.
People, they're murdering people.
I was pleased with your sentiments going out to the break, Mark. They're still good in you. I can feel it.
No, it's not good to threaten people with violence, and that's where you go off the rails, Glenn, because I'm just going to put you on hold for just a moment. But what you've said here is that you don't like what the federal government is doing. You don't like that you can't see it, and that, you know, they take a quarter of your income, as though it's the amount that is what matters. And while it's certainly true that if a government was only taking 1%, it would likely not upset people enough to where they would be frustrated enough to, you know, rise up against it. I'll give you that. What needs to be addressed here is that the immorality to me, Glenn, of having, of having to use force, of using the threat of violence to fund these agencies that you value.
Okay, I get this. And this is, okay, philosophically, this is a perennial human problem, okay? Now, in this age of self, you know, okay, and this is one difference between us philosophically in terms of our anthropologies, okay? In your anthropology, you know, you view humans as, you know, primarily good. They should be free. They should be responsible. They should be community-minded and interactive and participatory and participate in ethical business, okay, and interaction. And, you know, your view is that the capitalist privatization facilitates that interaction. Okay.
No, you're putting words in my mouth there. I don't have a particular economic viewpoint.
But if people are free,
what's your view, though? What's your view?
Okay, my view is that people have both good and bad in them, and that sometimes people are selfish. Okay, in my densely populated area, I live in a suburb. You know, there are, you know, various middle, and there, if you go further out, there are upper middle class suburbs and stuff within this township that takes the pricey services. The vast majority of people, if they didn't, you know, have to be involved, you know, you can't fund this sort of thing just with pancake breakfast or something
right.
like that.
It's a classic example.
That's why they have paychecks, and I get why we would have to have professionals. I'm not against professionals doing jobs, but let me ask you this. If people are good and bad, and some people are more good and some people are more bad, and people are sort of run by incentives, and you create, say, government jobs that have perverse incentives where people are, you know, where people that crave power are going to do better. People that are more ruthless are going to move to the top. What kind of people are going to be attracted to those positions?
Okay, now wait a minute. I would also challenge your notion that privatization is necessarily more efficient.
All right, we're not going to just wait a minute for you to go off on another rant here. You were asked a very specific question.
Okay. And it's a really important one. It's central to my belief system.
Okay, could you repeat it, please? I'm sorry.
Sure. Who's going to be attracted to positions of power? Good people, or people that are more mostly good, or people that are mostly bad?
Okay, who's going to be attracted to positions in a corporate boardroom?
I don't know the answer.
The people who perform the best in the company, as opposed to the people who can scam the most number of voters.
Glenn, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. We're not really having much of a conversation there.
Yeah.
It's more of Glenn sort of shouting in the background and not really wanting to wait his turn.
I appreciate the points that he's trying to make, but he is a difficult caller to have on the radio because he'll just try to shout over the host. And folks at home, whoever you are, whatever show you're calling into, when you call into a radio show, we're the people with the microphones. Make your point and then let us respond to it, and then of course we'll let you come back. But if you're gonna raise your voice to talk over a radio host, you're not gonna stay on, and we're better about that than most places.
He stayed on for quite a while, and that's because he had a perspective that's, you know, not what you find behind the microphones on this show. Somebody who is not a member of the choir, somebody who loves the idea of local government and will just make excuses for the force and the violence involved. He'll either make excuses for it and say it's necessary because, you know, some people won't participate, which is a common excuse, right? When you talk to people who believe in using force, and Mark actually just sort of suggested that he might be signing on to this here in a little bit. I want to talk more about that. But when you talk to people who believe in the use of force to achieve these social goals, you know, they think it's for the betterment of mankind. They're not doing it to be mean. They're not doing it to be evil. So they don't see themselves in that that way. They don't see themselves as wearing the black hat. But ultimately, they are the ones who are threatening people. If you don't pay the property tax, men with guns will come and they will remove you physically from the property. They will then take the property from you, change the locks, and if you try to come back in at that point, you'll be guilty of breaking and entering and trespass. So, you know, I'm sorry, but there is force behind every single one of these government programs, no matter how valuable it is to you. And if you have a shred of kindness and care for your fellow man, even the ones who don't want to participate in your little program, you should at least respect them enough to leave them alone and only, you know, ask them to support the things you want them to support. Your programs aren't that important to where you should put a gun to someone's head to force them into it.
Okay, but there's an important distinction to be made here. Let's say for a second that there was some kind of homeowners association or community co-op or condominium kind of situation going on, and we needed to replace the fire services in that organization. Now, you would have stepped in and you would have signed on to some, you know, multi-page contract that likely no one could read all the way through or certainly understand because it was written by a bunch of lawyers who had no intention of you reading and understanding it. And you would then be obligated to pay for whatever the community decided would be the, you know, the people that had taken the time to get involved in the community association.
The busybodies.
The busybodies had taken the time to decide, well, this is what we need for fire services, and I'm willing to pay this much, so you're going to have to be willing to pay this much, too. Mm-hmm. Like, how much different is that, really, than a town?
Well, the difference is you consented.
Right.
Didn't.
Pretty big difference.
Argument, and I don't necessarily believe that this argument, but the argument is well, you consented when you moved into the town and you bought some property.
Well, that's
but
not true. That's just a fantasy.
You kind of do.
No, I mean, it's a fantasy that justifies violence against people. That's all that is.
Really, you don't understand when you buy a house in a community that you're going to be obligated
not
to help
once.
Pay for
have
a
I
fire
ever
station
have...
every half century?
Just because somebody puts a gun to your head doesn't mean that the obligation
they're
is
they're going to put a gun to your head in the community organization, too. They're going to steal your
they
house.
They didn't put a gun to your head to get you to sign on to
right.
their little
I
gated
understand,
community.
But do you... Listen, if you don't acknowledge what is true, you're going to have a difficult time here, right? Like, the truth is...
I acknowledge there's a criminal gang calling themselves the government or the city of or the town of or the state of that occupies a certain territory in which I purchased a home. I acknowledge that. That doesn't give them legitimacy. That doesn't mean it's okay. And that doesn't mean that I consent. That's a totally different scenario than me buying a home in a gated neighborhood and signing a document after having read the deed restrictions and agreeing into that 100% consensual organization.
So if, go ahead.
I'm just gonna go ahead and try to side with Mark here. Okay, I understand what he's getting at. Is what I want to say. Look,
sure, all the classic justifications
as
for government.
As you know, if he's looking for a libertarian answer to the question, the answer has been given. Right, abolish the fire department. Let the market figure this out.
Right.
If we're looking for a pragmatic solution, well, you know, there are more libertarian-leaning solutions, like having the fire department charge people, whether it's on a monthly basis or whether it's, you know, on a per-call basis. But what you're saying to me is that the fire chief, like, doesn't want to be bothered doing that, which I'm not, like, necessarily surprised that, like, someone who,
you
know...
But he doesn't want to be bothered. He's not paid either.
So
that doesn't make him less of a bureaucrat, right?
Well, yeah, he's a bureaucrat. So am I, for God's sakes. We're unpaid bureaucrats. Exactly
so
how
should,
much of this falls to us.
But maybe he should start trying to, like, generate some value out of his position and take a salary then, because it sounds to me that there's no incentive for anybody to do anything right here, which is the whole entire problem with the government taking over these services to begin with.
Yes, indubitably, that's the problem here, is that the town's never going to give money for a chief to get paid, and you know, what else can we do?
Charge right, we'll people for services.
And voluntarily. 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com. talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.